Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, my friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We live in an age when the preaching of the true gospel has largely been replaced with a message which is a mixture of the world's varied philosophies and some scriptural truth. That which is truth will always be truth when it stands alone. Yet when men seek to mix the precious with the vile, even that which is precious becomes a lie, since it is applied in a fashion which is contrary to the basic principles which form its context. We're often told that we need to have a proper worldview by many of today's prominent foghorns of make-believe. They usually use this supposed proper worldview exhortation in order to extort money from their hearers to support their various ministries, which are, according to them, doing fantastical works in all sorts of places. Without these works, they tell us that many will wind up in hell who could have been saved if their hearers had only been more generous and diligent. While they exhort us to have a proper worldview, they espouse one which is built upon the error of man's natural philosophy and the misapplication of the revelation of God's purpose in the creation of this world. Their faulty worldview sees the world as a failed experiment which God created and set in motion, and left the affairs thereof largely in the hands of men, who go about exercising their free will and either performing deeds with which he is pleased or running afoul of his purposes in various scenarios by being disobedient and unbelieving. They would tell us that he is trying to get men to do his will, but that he either will not or cannot prevent them from going contrary to it, since he has great respect unto their free will. Thus they tell us that the vast multitudes of the human race slide headlong to destruction, with him powerless to prevent it. In this view, men hold the key to their salvation, not only of themselves, but the salvation of multitudes of others, who they either will or will not reach through their great missionary endeavors. According to this philosophy, Christ has intervened into human history with an attempt to rescue as many of these free moral agents as he possibly can before the final bell tolls and many are swept away to endless torment. All the while, he is willing to save them and even desires to do so, but simply can't because they will not cooperate with his plan to save them, or either because Christians neglect to tell them about his plan to save them, and thus they perish in ignorance, thwarting the purpose and desire of God to save them all. None of this worldview can be discovered in the Scriptures, and is completely void of the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. A proper worldview recognizes whose world this is. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. He was under no obligation to create the world, nor is he in any need of anything which could be supplied by his creation. If it is his world, then what sort of platform would any of his creation be able to stand upon and question his doing? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? A proper worldview declares that he shall perform all that he purposes to do. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. A proper worldview magnifies the purpose of him whose world it is. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The purpose of God in the earth is to magnify the glory of his grace in the exaltation of his only begotten Son, through the redemption of a people which were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. To this end he has come into the world, once in the end of the age, to purchase the redemption of that elect people which he has loved with an everlasting love. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. In order to magnify the glory of his grace in the sight of men and angels, he has been pleased to cause the gospel of this certain redemption to be declared in the earth. He has prepared and sent men into the earth with this message upon their tongues, and this blessed declaration cannot be stopped, nor in any wise fail to accomplish exactly what he has sent it to do. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Do you rejoice in the glory of this sovereign God, or do you worship a God of your own imagination? Christ is all.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.